You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I had a passing comment. I didn't even really think much about it, about Joe Flacco. And someone's like, Joe Flacco was fine last year. He wasn't bad. And I'm not going to lie to you and act like I was dissecting the Colts games when he played. You know, I just kind of saw, obviously, he lost his job. We understand why he lost his job. A guy at his age, you know, you're not going to be the starting quarterback for long anywhere. But was he okay last year? I want to make sure that I'm not misrepresenting his season. Last year, I know that I keep saying Mike Sando. No, somebody had a quarterback list and had him 31st of all the starters.
Because it was fits and starts. It was fits. He played poorly enough at times that they could put in Anthony Richardson and say, like, let's take a look at our future. And the future wasn't very bright, by the way. So, there were problems there. But if I could say anything, I do believe that. This isn't saying much because I don't think much Shane Steichen is a head coach. I think he gets caught calling plays to him. I think he helped us beat them a couple years ago in Indianapolis because I don't think he was managing a football game. I don't think he was seeing the entire scope of things. And I don't pay that close of attention to the Colts, to be frank with you. It's one of the teams that I think I would put in the bottom tier of teams that I watch every single week on NFL Plus and on the Next Gen and stuff like that. But I think that I would have much more faith in Kevin Stefanski than I would Shane Steichen with Joe Flacco or really any quarterback for that matter. But I don't mean to be mean-spirited toward Shane Steichen, but so far I just don't think he's learned lessons in the first couple of years as being the head coach of the Colts. So maybe we'll get a little bit better of a Joe Flacco, but I do think that, again, all three of these QBs that are currently on this roster will play. And let me say this, and I said this again yesterday. If Bailey Zappe, of all people, ends up playing for Shador Sanders, I'm going to take my bottom lip and pull it up over my head, and that's just going to be the end of it.
Could you imagine?
There's no way. There's no way.
Because at that point,
there's absolutely no way. It's the first time I would hide from the mic because I've been saying this whole time they wouldn't sabotage him, they wouldn't do what's wrong by him. And by that time, I'm going, if Shador is playing, if he's the third team quarterback, then the season's off the rails anyway. Why wouldn't you just play him? Bailey Zappe cannot play unless. And honestly,
it would have to
unless
be the you opener, would have like the, yes. the opening game.
Yes, thank you.
You
it
go
would have
through
to go
three
that
injuries
way, where it's like way too soon for this to happen. Yeah. Then Bailey Zappe could play. That's the only caveat to it. If we're at week 12 and I see Bailey Zappe over Shador Sanders, I'm going to have an aneurysm right here live on the air. It's going to happen. So Aditi is going to join us at 7:20 this morning. I wanted to get to this. Ryan Day. I think he's got Texas right where he wants him. Here's Ryan on having number one Texas in week one.
I think it's great for college football playing a game like this opening weekend. And we're excited to play these guys. You know, it's rare that you would, you know, kind of play someone like this towards the end of the season and start the regular season with them. And I think it's going to give us a great barometer coming out of the first game. But for us, as we've talked about before, the preparation starts really early because you got to be on point and we got to play a clean game. That's very, very important. You know, it's an exciting time of year because now we get on the field and figure out where we're at, figure out where the guys are at and go from there.
That's Ryan Day. I totally agree. I think that this is a little bit of a point to it that he didn't make there. I think that Ohio State, I think you can feel a little disrespected.
Ooh.
You're the national champion.
Ohio State gets to play the disrespect card.
But think about this. If you're an Ohio State fan, they're sticking you at noon. They've clearly taken that as a disrespect. And I tried to talk about the business of it, and I'm like, guys, it ain't going to change. Ross Bjork secretly does not care about your feelings. He's not going to make that known because he wants to be a good guy and, oh, it's all about the show. He doesn't care about your feelings. This is going to change. You might as well embrace it. And I got killed for it because, yeah, I don't think you should have to play every single game at noon. I think it is ridiculous, but that's the business of it. You're stuck at noon. You wouldn't move it. Texas wouldn't agree to moving it later.
Right.
At least that's what we're under the impression of. All the conversation is about Texas. All the conversation is about Arch Manning. All the conversation is about them finally being anointed back to where they're supposed to be. All the conversation is about Steve Sarkisian and how great of an offensive mind he is. And he is. And those things are true. Yeah. But, man, you're Ohio State going, I'm sorry, who won the national championship last year? Who ran through these football teams last year? And Texas was the only one that gave him a scare. But of the four teams that they played, three of them were boat raced by Ohio State. I'm sorry, who still has Jeremiah Smith? Who can win a football game with Jeremiah Smith catching just one or two passes because our wide receiver room's so damn deep? Who's the one that has the up-and-coming offensive coordinator? Who's the one that's playing in front of 105,000 of their own fans? So I think that you could, if you were Ohio State, usually this is so manufactured, you have to try your hardest to feel disrespected. And you have to brainwash yourself to it. I think there's a lot of things that are just naturally there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's funny. Jeremiah Smith's about the only one I hear getting talked about, which is weird to not hear the Ohio State quarterback, especially, you know, post Jim Tressel. It's been every year Ohio State's had a quarterback that has been good enough to compete, you know, for a national championship. And nobody is talking about the guy that was a Nick Saban recruit that only is at Ohio State because Nick Saban retired, and somebody that got in early and had spring ball, and then he retires, and next thing you know, he's in Columbus. And you would think a guy of that stature would be blockbuster, right? I mean, he was a big-time recruit. Nothing. You don't hear about him because he's playing again. There only one other team would have had this kind of talk, and it would have been, you know, Bryce Underwood in Michigan because of what a big, a big-time guy that is.
And usually an Ohio State quarterback, because of where your brand is and how if you're either loved or hated – I know, don't even start it with me. If you're either loved or hated, if you're Ohio State, usually the Ohio State quarterback would be the biggest story. The first start for an Ohio State quarterback would be the biggest story. You're not the biggest story in the Big Ten at quarterback. Bryce Underwood's the biggest story in the Big Ten at quarterback. And then you're not even the biggest story in your own game because you're going up against Arch Manning. I think it's the perfect setup coming off a national championship where I think it's harder than ever. I do not think you're going to repeat as national champions. I don't think that that's putting my guts out there and saying anything. I think it's downright. I thought it was hard before in the previous setup. Well, I think it's downright impossible
now. And what's
now.
The big difference now with NIL and the transfers? Playoff, the teams are different.
There's attrition. You're not as deep. So I think the championship, the national championship, is out of sight for Ohio State right now. But I don't think there's any better of a situation you can be in to have Texas. There's no There's no South Dakota State, no offense to them. There's no FCS opponent in front of them. There's no, okay, you get FCS team, and then you get a MAC school, and then you have Tech. There's none of that in front of you. There's no chance to get fat on your own essence. It was national championship, spring ball, Texas is right there. You better be ready for Texas, or they're going to go out and they're going to embarrass you. So usually I would say that it's hard to beat a team twice in a calendar year. And I still stand by it. It's going to be tough to beat Texas because it's tough to beat Texas no matter what. But, man, it is all lining up for you that when you're going through changeover with the players you have, the weapons you have, offensively, defensively, there's no better way to keep yourself sharp with some of the best athletes in college football, the best football players in college football, than to take on a team like Texas. There is no chance to get fat on your own ego here. It's perfectly set up tomorrow for Ohio State.
It's funny. The national guys that I have heard talking about this game, they all kind of handicap it as it's going to be a struggle offensively for both teams. But they are talking up Texas's defense big time. And they are, the one thing they're pointing out about Ohio State is, you know, with the coordinator shakeup and, you know, Matt Patricia kind of handling things, that they said this is the time to get Ohio State is right now, week one, because by the end of the year, Ohio State's going to be humming. So I am curious to see that, because if everybody is saying this is going to be, you know, a struggle offensively for both of these teams, you know, what does that mean? Are they going to really be able to neutralize Jeremiah Smith?
If Texas was, I don't mean to cut you off, but if Texas was bringing back a whole bunch on defense, I'd understand you. But I don't think they are.
They got an awesome corner and a first-round linebacker, corner.
They got some good football players over there. But you also, I mean, if we're going to do this, we got the Caleb Downs argument we want to make. You're not bringing back as much as what you think you are in Texas. And the wide receiver situation, hey, you have Arch Manning there. He should be able to, because he's as hyped as any quarterback's been over the last 20 years. So if you have Arch Manning there, you should be able to replace Matthew Golden and Isaiah Bond, et cetera, et cetera. You should be able to do that. But we'll only see, and probably by the end of the year, Texas should be in a much better place. I disagree with Danny Cannell. I think these are both playoff teams, and they should probably meet again in the playoffs. But this is a good situation for Ohio State to be in, because you can be laser-focused, iron-sharp, saying that the world is counting against you, that you can't repeat it. I don't know what you're going to do in October when you get into the doldrums of the Big Ten schedule there. Maybe someone's going to come up on you, and they're going to trip you. But with this game right here, I think it's an advantage for Ohio State.
And you will have the Ohio State fans' attention. A lot of noon kickoffs. It's kind of malaise in that building. This will be like
angry.
A night game. I really do believe this is going to be like a night game. So, Arch, let's see it. Let's see. I can't wait. Like, this is one of the rare times. I'm actually excited to see the other team and the other quarterback.
They'll be angry. They'll be loud. They'll be ready to go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.